amithejerk1310 at gmail.com is where you send in your situation, your scenario, your thoughts, whatever, man. We have a good time with this. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Hi, guys. I hope all is well. Is that from Baldy? Hey, guys. Okay, here's the issue. There is a pizza place I frequent, and I always purchase two slices of pepperoni for a total of $6.74. I usually tip $5, so the total is $11.74. Now, I always pay with my credit card. Well, one day I happen to have cash on me. So I go get me a couple of slices. My pizza is ready. I go to the register. The guy behind the counter says $6.74. I pull out a $10 bill. Then the guy behind the counter says, oh, cash? Okay, your total now is $6.50. Now, I'm not tripping about 24 cents. However, I have an issue with them not telling you that the card is charged more. My coworker tells me, yeah, all small businesses will do that. They'll charge more on the card. Like, that's common knowledge. I looked it up, and in Texas, it's not against the law to not inform. However, it is frowned upon because it is deceptive. So the angel on my shoulder is saying, it's just 24 cents, big whoop. However, the devil on my shoulder is saying, say, bro, you should say, well, aren't you informing? Why aren't you informing about the charge on the card? What if they were hiding something else? So in conclusion, am I the jerk for asking this pizza place, why don't you inform us that the credit card is being charged more than with cash? It is just 24 cents.
I don't think he's a jerk. This doesn't sound like a jerk situation. The business, it's strange the business wouldn't let you know, hey, if you decide to pay by card, there's a slight surcharge to cover our costs. Because I've seen that before. But yes, most places, small businesses especially, because they don't want to cover the cost because there's so many transactions through card these days that it adds up in a hurry.
So now you're wondering why people always push you to pay with credit cards instead of cash.
I mean,
and that's why big paper is right here.
There it is. Yeah, they should probably.
If I have cash, I'm trying to pay with cash. Now, I don't have it that often as I probably mentioned, but yeah, let's just pay with cash and get it over with.
That's them just covering the small percentage.
Sure, absolutely it is.
They're charged by whatever service they're using to run credit cards.
And that's the man, and everyone's falling for it because no one carries cash anymore.
Right. But yeah, the business should, even if you're not legally required, I can see his point to just post in a little something.
Hello, Invasion. I need a ruling on a situation I had come up on Sunday at my kid's soccer game. I'll go ahead and say I wasn't a jerk as I didn't do what I thought about doing, but need to know if I would have been the jerk if I had acted like I felt in the moment. So my son plays U16 club soccer, and at this age is pretty competitive and chippy, especially when two teams are pretty evenly matched. In this case, it was the top two teams in their league facing off, and at the end of the game, it finished in a 3-3 draw. Near the end of the game, maybe 5 minutes left, one of the kids on the other team was intentionally fouling one of our players, and the ref never called it. It wasn't a one-time thing. This was him seeing the ref looking the other way and being a total jerk with intentional fouls. The kids on our team got fed up and basically slammed him to the ground, which earned our player a yellow card, deserved. And after the ref finally got it under control, the game played to completion with no further incidents. Every game, I bring an ice chest with Gatorades for our team to have on the sideline. And at the end of the game, I go get my cooler, put it in my truck. As I'm walking away from our team's bench with the cooler, a couple of players from the other team asked if they could have a Gatorade as well. Here's where I need the ruling. In my head, I immediately wanted to tell them to pound sand based on how they acted during the game. But these few kids were respectful, and I had 4 bottles left in the cooler, so I said okay to the 2 who asked. Then they wanted to take the others to a few other kids on their team, knowing our kids had already gotten what they wanted. I said fine, and we went on our way. Would I have been the jerk if I said no and walked off with the Gatorades that we didn't even need just because how a couple of their players acted during the game?
No. Even if it's the opposing team, like, no, I'm sorry, these are for my team. Well, they already got all of them. I bet you wish you played for us. I mean,
there's no way I would do that to the kids. I probably would think it. And what if you just opened it to hand it to them and then you dropped it? Oops.
That would be a jerk. I'm actually impressed that the guy gave him the Gatorades.
Did he say U16?
Under 16, yeah.
We're still bringing snacks to U16 games?
That's, I mean, Gatorade.
Nice to help them out, you know.
I'm not saying they're bringing orange slices and Capri Sun, but Gatorade is fine, right? You need to get your electrolytes and hydrate.
I don't know. I feel like at U16 club, everybody should be at that age bringing their own form of hydration and snacks or whatever you might need. Bring your own water bottle.
You will learn that children of that age, you can write them a note. You can put it on their face. You can tell them a million times. Then you get to the game. Where's the Gatorade I told you to bring? What? Fine. I'll go get one for you.
But I played sports at that age all through high school, and I didn't forget my own water bottle. It's mind-boggling.
Sometimes I wonder if my son can figure out that he has shoes on. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah, you're a kid. You'll forget some things. So I don't see that being an issue of bringing Gatorade for the team, even though they are, 14, 15 years old. I'm glad the guy wasn't a jerk and denied the Gatorade to the other team. I get it. He may have been a huge jerk with the intentional fouls, but shouldn't stop the hydration.
Should have walked over to the opposing team and given a Gatorade to everybody but the kid that was doing the fouls.
That'd been fun.
Look him straight in the eye when you do it, too.
Look, I didn't get one. Shut up. This is just...
Why don't you think about that for a minute?
Dying of thirst.
Why do you think you didn't get one?
I don't know.
Oh, hello, kid. How you doing?
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
Hi, boys. P1 transplanted to Baltimore, but still catch you all on the stream and pods. I was leaving work.
Say hi to Avon.
And as I neared the elevator, I smelled a bad funk. When I turned the corner, I saw a guy who was the sole source of the BO. I almost kept walking past the elevator, but it's only a few floors down, and I decided to suck it up. The stench was making my eyes water, but thankfully he got off after a couple of floors. As he did, a lady got on. The stink cloud remained in the elevator, and when the doors closed, I said to the woman, "That smell isn't me." She just looked at me and looked away. The doors then opened at the ground floor, and she quickly walked away. Should I have stayed quiet, or am I the jerk for trying to distance from the rancid onion bomb who bailed and left me in a cloud of pit rot? I will abide by your decision. That's David. David?
I don't think he's a jerk.
Not even close to being a jerk.
Dave.
Because that situation has happened numerous times here on this floor in that bathroom. When you walk in after someone just bombed it, and then someone else walks in and they look at you, hey, that was not me.
I did not do this.
Nope. So please, I know what they always say, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
Well, whoever made the rhyme did the crime.
Okay.
He who denied it supplied it.
Anyone else?
All right.
Whoever said the word left the turd.
Look at me. So, David, no, you are not the jerk. As a matter of fact, everyone should have a sign. There should be a sign in an elevator that says, "That wasn't me." And every time that happens, you could just pick it up and hold it up. That wasn't me. Because that lady just went, she called whomever it was, best friend, husband, whatever.
You
will not believe what happened. This dude, and she will describe you to a T.
Although, you're probably not. Do what?
Just have a shaggy button on your phone ready to hit at any moment.
It wasn't me. I didn't do that.
It's kind of funny, though, when they get on there, if they look at you and you just kind of go, shrug your shoulders, even though you know it wasn't you.
You're not acknowledging that.
Sometimes. It's funny. Like, what do I care? I'll never see you again.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about, Matt. I will never accept funk.
The best is when you're on the elevator with friends and you let one go. And they know it was you, and they're like, "Ha ha! Now we all got to ride together." I don't do that to you guys. Don't worry.
No, you have
on accident.
It's not accidental. It's not leaving your ass on accident. No, it's not.
No, you guys don't understand. I have tiny esophagus, so it's made up on the other end, and so sometimes.
So you have big butt.
Sometimes stuff slips out. And I can't control it.
I don't believe that. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Your body's like a bugle.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a pear. My esophagus is like a pear.
All the room to get out from the backside. It's never an accident. You do it on purpose, and we've got to stop that. We got to stop flatulence is fun. Like, the sound of it is great. The actual act when you're in an enclosed space, like a talk studio.
Who does it in there? Here.
is not fun.
That's
funny.
Why would anybody do that?
Farts are never not funny.
The sounds of them, the actual act when you're around, that's not funny. It's not. Gosh.
Nobody does that on this show.
Please.
The main culprit's not here.
Oh, you're blaming Travis?
You guys can do your show.
Because he's not here.
We know who's responsible in afternoon drive.
Well, the problem is there's only two of us in here. And by the way he's talking, it seems obvious who he's referring to.
Yeah, it should be obvious. Because it's not me. Because I wouldn't do that.
Well,
because I don't find it funny. If I need to break wind, I will go outside to break wind.
It's not about being funny. Sometimes I lean over because my back hurts and it just goes. And you're like, oh, no.
And you start playing the Dukes of Hazzard out of your butt. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. AmITheJerk1310@gmail.com. Thank you guys for those submissions. And we look forward to having yours on the show every single Thursday at 9:55. It's The Invasion.